Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The field of candidates for statewide office for both parties in Massachusetts is now set when it comes to the September primary election ballot. On the Republican side, there are two candidates for governor. And following the Democratic Party state convention this weekend, three candidates for governor remain. State Treasurer Steve Grossman, who won the party's convention, Attorney General Martha Coakley, who came in second at the convention despite leading in the polls, and healthcare executive Donald Berwick. Now that we know the field, we're joined again this morning by two longtime political strategists in the state, Republican John Silvalella and Democrat Susan Tracy, for a look at what's next in this race. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Bob.
So Grossman won the endorsement. Coakley came in second. No great surprise there. Healthcare executive Donald Berwick qualified for the ballot. Who gets a bump out of this convention, if anyone? And is it meaningful, Susan?
You know, honestly, there were no surprises this weekend. You know, you might say that Berwick is the most interesting because he's the one you know the least. So I think voters might take another look at him. I think the timetable on this race is going to be hard for anyone to really get some traction. It's going to be summer. You know, 4th of July is coming up around the corner, and then we have a very early primary. So no surprises. Berwick, maybe a little bit of some interest drawn to him, but a tough race to catch traction on.
John.
I agree with that, Bob. I think Berwick was definitely a story coming out of the weekend. He had a very successful convention. No major surprises except about, you know, really how close he was to Coakley in terms of the delegate count. There, you know, he almost beat her. And I think he's going to get a bump, and he's going to be a factor going forward because he brings a lot of energy to the race, energy that maybe Coakley and Grossman aren't really going to have as insiders. You know, they haven't really excited anybody yet, and he has been exciting to the base.
Republican candidate Charlie Baker says Berwick's surprise strength this weekend is going to ultimately push the Democrats to the left because he views Berwick as the most liberal of the three candidates. Do you think that's true? And if that's true, is that a problem for the Democrats?
Well, I think there are elements of that that might be true. He's definitely going to keep certain issues in the forefront. He's going to talk about, you know, his anti-casino stance. He's going to talk about pushing single-payer health care. I think Steve Grossman moved a little bit to the left along those lines in the convention when he talked about being the candidate who was going to keep the discussion on single-payer health care and on some other issues like a livable wage versus a minimum wage he was really pushing at the convention. So I think there was already some influence pushing left there. You know, it's typical in a primary, Democrats will move left to kind of get the base going. Republicans will move more right to get the base going. I don't necessarily think it's an issue going into the general campaign.
Susan, your take on that?
I agree. I mean, I think that each of these candidates are going to stake out their own position. I don't think you're going to see Martha Coakley and Steve Grossman running to the left to catch up with Berwick or to, you know, challenge his position on the race. So I don't see it as being a major factor, honestly.
Susan, your take on Martha Coakley at this moment. She's clearly the front runner in the polls with the voters, even though she came in second at the convention. Despite her wide lead, she still addressed the concern of Democrats at the convention who worry about how she ran her unsuccessful 2010 U.S. Senate campaign against Scott Brown. Here's what she was talking about over the weekend.
I want to talk with you a little about the past. The 2010 Senate election was very painful for a lot of people in this room. I understand how much of your heart and soul was in that race. Mine too. That loss was difficult. But I made the decision to get back in the ring, to fight to end DOMA, to fight to keep families in their homes, because I knew there were more families that needed our help.
Susan, it's 2014. Martha Coakley is still trying to explain away her 2010 loss to Scott Brown. How big a black eye does this continue to be? Because she's talked about it and talked about it and talked about it. She's put a lot of stake on that black eye, and yet she felt compelled to once again address it to delegates, Democratic delegates this weekend.
Well, you have to remember the audience she was in front of. She was in front of the party activists. I thought it was the right thing to do. I think it's the first time that she's probably had an opportunity to stand on a stage in front of all the people, most of whom in that room probably worked really hard on that Senate race back in 2010. And so I give her a lot of credit for it was the elephant in the room. It's the thing that I think dogs her. And I think she was right to take the issue head on, to speak to the caucus goers there about it, and to try to get past it. I thought it was the right move.
I agree. She did the right thing. She had to address it right up front. I don't think she's done anything really yet, though, to dispel this whole issue. There are a lot of doubting Democrats still, that, and some who are, you know, still ABC. They're anybody but Coakley. They haven't come around to her yet. So she has to really get out and hit the campaign trail and not be afraid to shake hands, you know, maybe even make a few gaffes and move on and kind of show her personality to the Democratic primary voters. That's still a story to play out.
And I think she's doing that. I think the polls show it. She polls show her, you know, with a wide lead in the primary and also a wide lead against Charlie Baker.
You don't think second place finish this weekend as opposed to finishing first hurts her?
No, I think there was no expectation that she would finish first in the convention. She got into this race later than all the other candidates. Some of the institutional votes were locked up at that time. So, no, I don't think it hurts at all.
So let's end by talking about Steve Grossman, who, as we mentioned, won the party's endorsement this weekend, but really hasn't connected with the voters yet. He's an insider favorite, but not an outsider favorite, so to speak, with the voters. What do you do if you're Steve Grossman?
You know, Steve really needs to try to take the momentum that he has coming out of the convention, which, you know, is some momentum. He did win the convention. He does have activists on the ground who support him. And he needs to try to draw some distinctions with Martha Coakley to get some traction on the race.
He's been trying to do that.
Correct.
The entire campaign up to this point, constantly putting out press releases about Coakley, trying to draw those distinctions.
Yes, and it you're correct. It hasn't really worked yet, but maybe as voters start to tune in more to the race and it gets closer to Election Day, he'll be able to catch some traction. It's definitely uphill for both Berwick and for Grossman. Coakley is ahead, and they have to find a way to catch up with her.
In order for him to have a chance to make up 30 points on Coakley, he can't let any bounce that he may have coming out of this convention dissipate in a week or two. You know, he did a good job, what was roughly expected of him, but it wasn't overwhelming. I think the criticisms of Martha Coakley and, referring back to her 2010 campaign is only really going to take him so far. So time's really of the essence for him. You know, he's seen as a political insider. It's going to be tough to distinguish himself. He only has a week coming out of Labor Day. There's not going to be a lot of attention paid to this. He has a huge uphill battle on his hands.
John Silvalella and Susan Tracy, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
John Silvalella is a political analyst and attorney who also teaches political science at Columbia University. Susan Tracy is a former state representative and is president of the Strategy Group.